Good morning. You're tuned to Connect FM on 96.7 or 99.7, whichever you get the best signal on. You're on The Contact Show. I'm Pat Shea, your host. I want to thank those of you that are building arcs in your backyard due to the rain for tuning into the show. Hopefully we'll get some reprieve from the rain in the next week or so. I wanted to start the show by acknowledging that 15-year-old Trinity Pruitt, who was missing for quite a while, has been found, and I understand she's alive and well, and we'll probably hear more of that as time goes on. Well, today we're going to have an interesting show about the Jefferson County Fair that's coming up, and our guest today is Toni Fasheen, and she has the honor of being the oldest living member of the Jefferson County Fair Board. She's also the treasurer, so she gets to handle the money. Toni, good morning, and welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
We're very anxious to hear about the Jefferson County Fair. Everybody loves a fair, as long as it doesn't rain, but you guys do have lots of facilities in case it does rain, don't you?
Yes, we do.
That's a good thing with all the rain we've gotten lately and all the trees that have fallen and everybody being without power. In fact, I think there's a few areas that still haven't had their power completely restored. I hear from those people on Facebook. Well, Toni, let's start with the history of the fair. Could you talk about that for a little bit?
Sure. The Jefferson County Fair, at its present location, started there in 1989. We were across the interstate in the industrial park and moved over to the current site in 1990. We've been building and growing ever since. We are a municipal authority. We are a subdivision of the County of Jefferson, and each member is appointed by the Jefferson County Commissioners. We've come a long way. We continue to build and to grow. And first and foremost, we want to make our fair affordable for the residents in the Tri-County area. We want them to come out, have a good time, and just enjoy what the kids have done with their animals, raising them. It's been a fun 30 years for me being on the fair board.
I'm sure, and you've got a lot of knowledge that's accumulated over time. You know, I'm really not familiar with what a municipal authority is. Could you explain that a little bit for our listeners?
Well, I know that we are part of a government entity, and we are just a little bit different than a normal board. We are not just, we just don't come on the board. We have to be approved by the county commissioners. It is a five-year term, and at the end of the 5 years, we can either reapply or walk away. So it's a little different than just a board.
Yes. Well, those five-year terms are pretty long.
They are, but it takes you a bit of time to understand the workings of the fairgrounds.
Ah, so you just get to be an expert and it's time to leave or renew.
Or renew.
Yes. So I guess the municipal authority probably gives you just a little bit more autonomy than it might if you weren't a municipal authority. And probably helps with fundraising and donations and maybe some
it
grants.
It does. And then we work with the Department of Agriculture. We are funded by them. We have a capital grant that we can apply for every year through the state, and that is to help build and make the grounds better. It's a 50% grant that we do apply for, and we have applied for every year since I've been on the board, and it has helped us to build buildings, infrastructure. We've put in new water systems over the last 6 years, built buildings. We also are, this year, our capital project was building a new ticket booth. It's much larger. It's going to facilitate people coming through the gates faster. That was our 2026 project, was the ticket booth. The year prior to that was additional handicap parking, additional pavement. The year before that was joining two buildings together with a storage area. And next year for 2027, we are going to add on to our museum. Many people don't know that we have a country museum on the grounds. It's quite large. And we have so many cool things in there from the past. Wagons. We have a replica of an 1800s kitchen, a schoolroom, a barber shop. There's wagons, there's antique tools, there's just so much in there. So we will be building on to the Songer Building in 2027. That's our next capital improvement project.
Wow, so there is a lot going on. And I'm one that didn't know you had a museum. And that ought to be something interesting for everybody to see. Kitchens in the 1800s were much different than they are today.
That is true. Very, very true.
Probably and no actually, dishwasher and
one microwave. One of the neatest things in there is that the Songer Building, the Songer family out in Siegel, Miss Songer was the postmaster out there. And she, when they closed the post office, she bought the inside of the post office, all 52 of the little mailboxes. She bought those, everything. So that has been replicated and put into that building as well. So it's really kind of cool, you know, when you see an old-fashioned with the bars and the little mailboxes and the granite countertop. It's all intact in that building.
That's wonderful. It's great that she had the foresight to do that. You mentioned something that's kind of near and dear to me, and we've talked about it a lot on several of our shows. Absolutely everything has gone up crazy, crazy. Gas, electric, water, sewer, car insurance, car prices, car repairs, everything has gone nuts. And I am thrilled to hear that the Jefferson County Fair Board has been working to keep costs down. What does it cost to go to the fair?
For us, it's a $12, we're called a pay one price fair. That $12 includes your parking, your admission at the front gate, all of your carnival rides, and your admission to all of the grandstand events. And we have a great lineup this year. There are no additional charges for you other than food or games that your children might want to play. And I might add that we try to take all the calories out of the food for you before you eat it.
Well, that's good to hear. You know, one thing about people that live in our area, they love to eat. And before the show, you mentioned that you have a big variety of food on the grounds. So everybody ought to find something they like.
Exactly. We want you to come. We want you to make new memories with old friends. And our goal has always been to bring people into Jefferson County. You know, if they pass through Jefferson County, Clearfield County, Elk County, spend some money there and just be a part of that hometown small atmosphere. We love our fair and what we have accomplished over the past 30 years.
And that $12 price can't be beat. I'm thrilled to hear that that's as low as it is. You can't go much lower than that.
We try to keep it affordable so that maybe you can come out more than one night, two nights, whatever. We've got, like I said, a great lineup this year.
That is fantastic. Tony, we'll be right back after this message.
Lifespan Family Services provides foster care and adoption services. How do you become a foster resource parent? Well, there is a check done to make sure you are financially, physically, and mentally fit to care for a child. Clearances must be obtained, your home inspected, and trainings provided. You probably qualify, but you must apply to know for sure. Call LifespanFamilyServices.com to apply to become a foster parent. That's LifespanFamilyServices.com.
Okay, we're back, and if you just joined, I'm Pat Shea, the host of the Contact Program on Connect FM. Today we have Tony Fasheen, who is the treasurer of the Jefferson County Fair Board, and she also has the distinction of being the oldest member of the Fair Board. She's been on the Fair Board for 30 years, and you mentioned that started in 1996.
Correct.
And gosh, for those of us that were around back then, that wasn't that long ago, but I guess it was 30 years ago. Hard to believe. So lots of stuff going on at the fair, too. You gave me a schedule, and it looks like you have a pretty full day starting on Friday the 19th.
No, actually, we start on Sunday, the 19th.
I am sorry.
That
Sunday
is okay.
The 19th.
No, Sunday the 19th, we have opening ceremonies, and that is the Brookfield Ministerium. They're putting together a program. and that will be on the community stage. There'll be some singing and some different pastors speaking. And then at 3 o'clock, we have a garden tractor pull. Now, it's totally free that day. There is no charge to come in on the grounds. People do like to come and walk around, and the kids are getting their animals ready and bringing their animals in. So Sunday is a free day, free gate admission on Sunday. And on Monday, it's Military Appreciation Day, free admission with proof of military ID, and that can be past or present. We have shows going on all day down in the barns, and I might add that our barns are full this year. We've got a large amount of horses, cows, goats, pigs, sheep. We have full barns this year, so we're very, very excited about that. And you always want to make sure that you stop down and talk to the kids and ask them, how did you raise your animal? Why did you do this? You know, are you going to pursue a career in agriculture? And the kids are always proud to talk about the animals, you know, that they have raised. So that goes on daily out there. In the evening on Monday, we have the off-road rough truck side-by-side, smoke and gun, all that good stuff, the smoke and whatever. It's a fun night. Monday and Tuesday night are very loud. Tuesday night is our truck and tractor pull, and that is done by Full Pull Productions, and it's always well received. People love those noisy nights at the fairgrounds. And Wednesday night, we've tried something a bit different. We have comedy night, and we're very excited about this young man from Texas. His name is Tim the Dairy Farmer, and he is a comedian. He will be the headliner on Wednesday night. Prior to him will be musician Kaylee Clark, who was on The Voice. So we're very excited to have her on the grounds on Wednesday. And I might add that is Sunny 106 is our sponsor that night, and they will be doing a live remote from the fairgrounds on Wednesday. Thursday evening we have a mud bog, and I don't know why everybody loves the mud, but they do, and they love to make sure their truck can go through that deep mud. They dig out a pit and throw water in it, and they make a mud bog. So that's always on Thursday night. And again, it's a little noisy, but my favorite night is Friday because we do have a full professional rodeo, and I might add I do like cowboys in tight jeans, so that's exciting for me on Friday night. And then we end up on Saturday, we do have a cornhole tournament. The Junior Fair Board, we have a Junior Fair Board in Jefferson County. They're hosting that. And then we end up on Saturday night with a demo derby. We have throughout the week, the Barsi Petting Zoo is there. They have wonderful animals for the kids to learn about and see. We also have bingo on Monday and Tuesday night, and that benefits Relay for Life. Lots of food vendors. We have 25 food vendors. We have an aerial show, the Fearless Flores Thrill Show will be there all week on the grounds. And we also have Bartlebaugh Amusements, and they have been with us for many, many years, and they're a wonderful carnival company to work with. So we feel very confident with what we have. There's something there for everyone. We just want you to come out and, as I said, make new memories with old friends.
Sounds like a delightful time. And you mentioned before we were on the air about things are family focused, and even your comedian is going to be rated G.
Yes.
There won't be any F words and other strong language thrown around.
No, he's very family oriented.
And that's a little hard to get these days. I've gone to several comedians, and they tend to throw all kinds of bad language out.
We're not having that.
That is fantastic. And, you know, I remember as a kid going to a rodeo, and it was very entertaining to see them rope a calf and fall off the horse and do all kinds of things. So that
and one thing we do at the rodeo is we have mutton busting. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
No.
That is sheep. They bring some sheep, and the kids that are like 5, 6, 7 years old, they put them on them, on their backs, and they have the kids grab under the belly of the sheep, and they let the sheep go and see how long the kids can hang on to the sheep. It's really cute. It's called mutton busting instead of bull riding. And then we also have like a calf scramble, and they'll put two calves into the arena, and they'll tie little pink bows on them, and they turn them loose. They're like 10, 11, 12-year-olds. They run through there to try to catch that little pink ribbon, and whoever does, there's monetary prizes involved, you know, with that. So it's a great show. And we also have one of the best rodeo clowns is coming this year. He is Bob Showtime Myers, and you can look him up on the internet. He's amazing. He is the rodeo clown for us. I love the pageantry of it. It's just so American as far as I'm concerned, a rodeo. It's just wonderful.
If you could only go one or two nights, which do you think a family should pick for their one or two nights that they're available?
Well, I guess it would depend on what the family likes. You know, my personal choice, I love Friday. I love the rodeo. Kids like demo derbies. It's just, there's just so much to see. And at the price of $12, I think that would afford people going maybe more than one night, maybe two nights at those prices. And as I said, we try to keep it very reasonable. And one other thing, we do have in the building this year RC cars, remote control cars.
Oh, yes.
This is something new to the fair. They'll be set up in our United Electric building. And each night they will be giving away a car to some child who has signed up. They can't purchase any ticket. They just sign up. They come in, see the cars, and they'll be running little races in the building with those cars. So that's something new for the kids this year, too, in the United Electric building. And we've got some different businesses that will be in there this year. And in our Joe Shields building, that is where all of the quilts and everything are, and all of the beautiful things that people have made to show at the fair.
Yes, and I guess you probably also have all kinds of things that people could enter to win a ribbon.
Absolutely.
Could you mention some of those things?
Oh, you can make cakes, cookies, quilts, afghans, all kinds of photographs, everything and anything. Plants, if you have. We're kind of early to show like vegetables and so forth, being the third week in July. So if you just go on our website and look at the exhibitors book, it will tell you everything. And we also have a chapel on the grounds as well, a little tiny chapel as you first come through the ticket booth. And if your children are being a little bit rowdy, you might want to take them in and set them down in the chapel.
Well, that would be good to give them a place to calm down and quiet down and go back out to the fair. You mentioned your website. Could you tell me how people could go to your website and read up on everything
it's
that we've talked about?
www.jeffcofair.com.
Jeffcofair.com.
Correct.
So you do have a location to go read about all of the events.
You can follow us on Facebook.
Oh, wow. That's great. And your Facebook, is it just Jefferson County Fair? I will have to add that when we get off the show today so that I can keep an eye on it. Well, I have been asking many of our guests over the past 6 months if you've been having issues with getting volunteers. Do you use a lot of volunteers?
Yes, we do, and we appreciate all of the volunteers. We're always looking for people that want to help. It doesn't just stop when the fair ends on Saturday. Throughout the fair week, we write things down, and we actually start planning Sunday morning after we close on Saturday night. We already have things in mind for next year. It isn't just a one-week thing. The fairgrounds is rented out year-round for many, many things. After the fair, we have a monster truck show on August the 8th. We have a military collectibles show over Labor Day weekend. There's a barbecue in August from the Brookville Chamber. We rent the fairgrounds out throughout the year. And we also are where the veterans, every other month, they have the military food drop there at the Jefferson County Fair. It's used constantly. Wedding receptions, graduations, gun raffles. We're book solid.
That's great. And it sounds like you have more to do than just Fair Week.
Absolutely.
So when you're on the board, you have to be ready to be available throughout the year.
You do, and we are all volunteers. There are no paid employees.
Well, that is fantastic, and it's probably getting a little harder as time goes on because everybody says they could always use more volunteers.
It is, but we have a great age group on the board. We have some 30-year-olds, and we also have some 80-year-olds. So there are 13 of us, and we work well together, but we really do need volunteers and people that are ready to jump in because we're not going to be there forever, and we'd like to pass it down to the next generation.
Sounds like you have some great planning. We're going to wrap up after this message.
Hi, folks. Are you having problems with your child at home? Is their behavior a problem? Are you at your wit's end? If so, call us for more information. Community County Services. We provide family-based mental health. Call for information at 371-8066. We work to help you keep your family together in a healthy way. Community County Services, 371-8066.
Okay, welcome back. You're on The Contact Show. I'm Pat Shea, your host. If you just joined, today we have Toni Faschin, who's the treasurer of the Jefferson County Fair Board. She's been telling us all about the fair and all about the facilities. And I know I've learned a lot, and hopefully you as listeners have as well. I want to give you her website address for the fair. It's www.jeffcofair.com. And you can read all about the schedule and the events that are planned. And it would be a good resource for you, as well as they have a Jefferson County Fair Facebook page. So, Toni, as we wrap up, do you have anything you'd like to close with?
I would just like to invite everyone to come and join us at the Jefferson County Fair this year. As I said earlier, come out, make new memories with old friends. We'd love to have you as our guest at the Jefferson County Fair.
And I know I'm going to plan on going. And to be honest with you, if you didn't come today, I may not have gone because everybody's life is so hectic and we always have things to do. And I wouldn't have made a plan to go. But you've got several events that I know my family would enjoy, and I'm going to attempt to get there for at least one night. So thank you very much, Toni, for joining us today on the Contact Program. And folks, the Jefferson County Fair starts July 19th through the 25th, and go to their website at www.jeffcofair.com and read all about it. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.